Welcome, friend. I'm Melinda Burnett, and this is How I Read It, where I take a scripture passage and make a few comments, draw a few conclusions, and cultivate my faith journey with some prayerful reflection and action. March 22, Genesis chapter 12, verses 10 through 13. The Word of the Lord. Now there was a famine in the land, and Abram went down to Egypt to live there for a while because the famine was severe. As he was about to enter Egypt, he said to his wife Sarai, "I know what a beautiful woman you are. When the Egyptians see you, they will say, 'This is his wife.' Then they will kill me, but will let you live. Say you are my sister, so that I will be treated well for your sake, and my life will be spared because of you." I have made many decisions on the fly, assuming what seemed logical to me was what God wanted also. I didn't ask him if good-for-me logic was also good for others or aligned with his good plans. Then I discovered that even a simple issue like where to eat dinner could cause relational problems. Stopping to consult God slowed me down long enough to consider more factors than just what I wanted or what seemed logical at the time. There was famine in the land, so Abram came to a logical conclusion. He needed to go somewhere else to find food for the family. However, there is no evidence that he asked God about the plan. This seemingly logical decision would lead to terrible consequences for him in the future. Wise decisions start with prayer. What decisions are facing you today? What guidance will you ask God for? Father God, you have the guidance I need. Help me to pray about my decisions. Amen.
Thanks for hanging out with me. This is How I Read It. Music composed and performed by Janet Burleson Wiseman.